The New Zealand First Cabinet Minister Shane Jones says he wants to soften the line between governance and bureaucracy. In an interview with the Fairfax Media, Shane Jones described the bureaucratic system as treacle-ridden and says he wants ministers to have the power to bring in, quote, shit-kickers to get things done. He joins us now. Kia ora, good morning.
Good morning.
What do you mean?
About which particular portion there, Guy?
Well, we could start probably with the treacle.
Yeah, so obviously the anxieties I'm reflecting, they're not government policy, but it's God as my witness. As I've watched the rollout, as I've endeavoured to be the spear tip for both my caucus and the government and the regions, I think that the civil service was conceived and developed to operate in the last century. And I'm going to take forward some ideas that I'll refine as we roll out the regional development strategy to our party conference later this year, which I think obviously I'm entitled to do. And I think it's a legitimate debate, mate, that that there's scope to look for different options as to how I, as a politician, can be more effective by tweaking the bureaucracy.
But what you are essentially talking about is an end to our politically neutral public service, isn't it?
Well, the Aussie model is nowhere as dramatic as Mr. Trump hiring his son-in-law. The Aussie model, where I was last year, enables a small group of CEOs at the apex of the bureaucracy to be replaced after an election. So the notion that somehow we're going to have a dose of Trump go through the bureaucracy, that's catastrophizing.
All right. You've obviously thought about this at some length. So how many positions roughly are you talking about, and what sort of positions? I mean, are you talking about Treasury, the Reserve Bank, the head of MB, for example? What sort of positions are you talking about that you would like to have a government come in directly and appoint?
Yeah, so there's different levels at this. If I can just give me a minute. There's two levels that I'm genuinely focused on. Number one, I'm astounded how long it takes things like building a new road or a bridge and infrastructure projects, how long it takes things to get up and running in New Zealand. And I think a lot of that waste is down to the bureaucratic culture. However, it is something that we as New Zealanders have tolerated. The last government seemed incapable of stripping red tape. And I've learned as I've become more integrated into my regional role that there are just so many impediments in the way. So that's the first strain, in my view, that needs a political laxative. The second thing is that I genuinely feel that I, as a minister, whilst I have to obey the State Services Act and avoid committing any crime in the allocation of capital, we have a coalition agreement. And one thing I believe the Prime Minister did very sensibly was didn't muck around for months of advice about the student loan policy. Within 100 days, it was just done. And that quality of political leadership, I think, needs to be spread. In one way, that I'm going to take forward ideas to our conference later in the year is to see if there's an acceptance to campaign on introducing a tweaking at the very top of the bureaucracy. So in terms of which particular positions, I'll develop that as I move around the regions.
Yeah, because some people might say that independent public servants sometimes save ministers from themselves. For example, telling them that someone you were about to give money to is being investigated by the SFO, or an immigration official telling you not to grant someone citizenship, for example. Those kinds of things.
Yeah, no, I think those are both, sadly, I know more about them than listeners might appreciate. I mean, I think you're making a reasonable point, but hey, I'm a politician, and I'm a politician who never stops accepting the challenge to promote ideas if I think it'll enable me to be more of an effective spear tip. out into the regions, both for my cabinet colleagues, but for my caucus as well. So sure, people might say, oh, well, aren't you shooting yourself in the foot because you gave 200-odd K to some bloke who's being studied by the SFO? And I mean, the reality is, the facts of the matter are that I didn't do it, and the bureaucracy has apologised, but that's irrelevant anyway. I got smacked in the nose for it. But politicians do make decisions where the public never see the full range of the facts, but that's what politics is about. And I don't think that should count against the notion that it's time for a dose of reform at the very, very top. Now, I might be unsuccessful, but I will not be deterred from taking this to our conference later in the year.
Is it something you have discussed with the Prime Minister or other ministers?
No, I don't. I don't have a role running the SSC, but no one can strip me of my role as a champion for the regions and a senior identity in the New Zealand First Caucus. The New Zealand First Caucus doesn't disappear just because we have an MMP government. The people who support me, for example, and our caucus, warm to the prospect that we will remain visible, we will remain vigorous in our ideas, and we'll have ideas that represent a departure from the status quo. I think part of the problem that the civil service probably have inherited is that the last government were poll-driven. And as I've said in other places, I'm going to be policy bold and delivery brave.
So at this
sure,
apex,
there will be some problems, yeah, but hey, they're worth tolerating.
These appointments, in your words, at the apex of the public service, who would appoint these heads of department? The minister?
I know. So what I'm going to do in that regard, I'm going to study further what I learnt in Australia. I would say, though, the Australians did give me good advice. A bloke there, he used to be the Premier of New South Wales, and he was a bit of an economic saviour, but he started closing down licensed premises and banning greyhound dog racing despite his great economic credentials, so he's now unemployed. Yeah, so I accept there is a lot of randomness in what I'm saying.
And also they have, they have a bicameral chamber, don't they? We've got a unicameral chamber in that we've only got our parliament. I mean, what you seem to be proposing is a pretty strong, unbridled executive power. You can appoint the head of your department and get the advice that you kind of wanted anyway. And Heidi Tonu, you know.
Yeah, but the reality is we have a coalition agreement. I think it's totally acceptable that I, as a minister, should be in receipt of fearless and frank advice. But once we set a course of action, then let's get on with it. I mean, even you must agree, the level of sluggishness and delay associated with many projects in New Zealand was inversely related to our capital and inversely related to our numerical size. Now, look, okay, I accept that some of these things that I'm saying will ruffle feathers, but look, the Bantam bureaucrats, they need to realise we govern for NZ Inc., not just for their perpetuation.
Thanks for your time this morning. That's Shane Jones, the New Zealand First Cabinet Minister.